Poncho.
Hi everyone. Welcome to my session. Privyet, I think. My name is Michal Gideoni and I am a group product manager for the SharePoint marketing team back in Redmond in the Microsoft headquarters. And I am here today to talk about SharePoint 2010, about the enterprise search product that we have. And I'm very excited to be here. I actually landed last night, and so for me it's 4 a.m., so I'll try to stay awake. This will help me. And before we start, I wanted to show you that picture. And what you see in that picture, you see a person looking at something that looks like a castle. But it's not actually a castle. There is something missing here. Can anyone see what's missing here? A door, a gate, an entrance, right? So actually this is not a castle. It's something called a folly. And a folly is just used for decoration. It's pretty useless. It's for someone to enjoy the view. And so it actually doesn't have floors inside. It doesn't have anything inside. It just has a decorative building. And so when we think about search and a search box, a lot of times search box is just like a folly. It's useless. It can bring you 10 blue links. It might not actually be what you're looking for. It might not actually be helping you find anything and do actionable things with it. And so in Microsoft, we like to make the search box more than just 10 blue links. We want it to be very useful. We want it to be very actionable for the users and help them find what they need by providing a platform for building rich search applications that are very contextual and that are very relevant for the user needs. And so in 2008, we acquired a company called Fast, an Oslo-based company. And we are heavily investing in search. We give a lot of priority to that, and we do a lot of innovation with that. And we'd like to think that what we do with search is really provide you this platform that allows search to be beyond just 10 blue links. And so in the next hour or so, we're going to go beyond the 10 blue links, and we're going to talk about our approach to search in the enterprise. What is our product portfolio? What is the business value that we see in search? And then talk about the productivity search user experience, about how you want to take, so that the first part is going to be all about the out-of-the-box value, but then the second part of the session is going to really talk about taking search to the next level, really beyond those blue links, and then talk about the simple search infrastructure that we have using SharePoint Enterprise Search. And so what is really search about? What's the goal of search? It's very easy. Search is all about connecting people to information to make people more productive and to help them drive business outcomes. And so when we think of search, we see a successful search solution as bringing data from within across your business groups and bringing it to one single location to help you find information across your organization, whether it's in enterprise content, whether it's people and expertise, whether it's your personal data, or data stored in business, in line of business applications. Really want to make sure that you can find your data in one single place. And so on the left side, we think about what users want out of their search platform. They really want to ask this question: how can I find whatever I need, wherever it is, quickly and easily? So all about bringing relevant results fast. But as a business, you really want to make sure that people can use information to support specific tasks and impact bottom line. And that's sometimes using very, very specific targeted applications to help users find and act on the results. And so search solutions can be broad and deep. And so on the left side, we really think about productivity search. It's really helping users find whatever they need and connect a broad set of people with a broad set of information. And when we think about productivity search, we typically think about intranet solutions. So probably most of you have search solutions that will help you find information with their intranets. We also think about, when we think about productivity search, we think about finding people and expertise. And that's one of the key things that Microsoft Search, Enterprise Search, is differentiated on, really helping you find not only information, but finding the right people behind that information and the right experts of that information. But on the other side, we really think about the concept of search-driven application. And that's, instead of the broad, it's talking about the depth. Really talking about driving measurable ROI by helping a specific group of people to get the most out of a specific set of information. So really thinking about structuring unstructured content, thinking about concepts like entity extractions, and bringing visually results back to help users make better decisions. And when we think about typical solutions, it's a 360-degree customer insight or research portals that are very, very specific. And so we talk about the broad set of getting to broad set of people with broad set of information and targeted set of information to targeted set of people. And there is a big challenge here of getting both productivity search and search-driven applications. Usually, you will need multiple vendors in order to get those two type of solutions. And getting with multiple vendors, you have a lot of challenges, whether it's software costs, so licensing and support, whether it's people costs, so really having the IT pros that will help you deploy, design, and maintain those solutions, or the opportunity cost, losing some productivity gains because of using two very separate solutions. And so with Enterprise Search, Enterprise Search from Microsoft, really make sure that we solve that problem for you by leveraging both those solutions with SharePoint, getting the easy, streamlined administration, and combining that with the powerful applications from Fast Search, and doing that on a single cost-effective infrastructure so that you can get the rich type of applications with a very broad set of great user experience. So let's talk a bit about the product portfolio that we have and what type of solutions we have with SharePoint 2010. So we have our high-end solution, which is the Fast Search Server 2010 for SharePoint, that comes with our enterprise version. And this gives you all the goodness of Fast, all the visual great results, all the search-driven applications. It's a very powerful and scalable platform in that version. Then we have the standard version that has SharePoint Server 2010. So this is a very great, solid platform for productivity search, but not as much for search-driven applications. And so that can get you started with a very solid productivity search solution if that is what your business needs. And then we have the free version, Search Server Express, that really gives you a taste of what search feels like. So if you want to just like plug and play, have a very easy, free, downloadable, light solution, that's where you can start get that taste of enterprise search. And so when we think about the value that we bring with enterprise search from Microsoft, we really think about getting better answers, better and more relevant answers faster. And this is using visual and interactive search experiences that we offer to the user. And so I wanted to walk you through some of the key elements that we have in our search user experience. And I'll start clockwise from the top, from the query completion, and finish with the deep refiners. And so this is the out-of-the-box search experience that we offer with Fast Search for SharePoint. At the top, you can see that you can type the query, and you get automatic query completion. This is based on what users have been searching before and popularity. So if you already search for something, it will automatically apply that. Then we have sorting on any property. So you can sort by relevance, you can sort by date, by freshness. And we also talked about, introduced something that is called, for people search, sort by social distance. And I'll talk more about that later. Then on the right side, we have related searches, so searches that you might also be interested in. But also, we have the people search. So you can find not only documents and data and information, you can also find people that are experts on this query or on this topic that you are looking for. And that is really powerful to just let you connect with people and not just connect with information. At the bottom, you see federated results. And when we talk about federated results, it's really bringing information from external systems that we haven't indexed and putting them alongside the search results page. So a lot of time, you'll have information, for example, from an external search engine, for example, from Bing or from Yahoo, that you don't want to just crawl again. It just doesn't make sense to do that. And so if you still want to have the search experience showcase those results, you can do that using federated results just alongside the core results page. Then we have the thumbnails, which are just very visually, help visual the results and help users understand if this is the most relevant results that they were looking for. And so the nice thing about this thumbnails is that you can both see the first slide, but you can also scroll the previews. And so if I am looking for a PowerPoint and I'm not sure if this is the right result, I don't need to click the result. I can just scroll it and see if this is really the document that I was looking for, really talking about finding better results faster. You can also open, if you do decide to open the document, you can read it in the Office web apps, so you don't have to, you need to have the Office client installed, or you can just open the full fidelity document using the client. You can see the document thumbnails, and finally, you have deep refiners. So we are extracting information from the document in order to increase the navigation and provide refiners that will help you narrow down results. And you can see here refiner by author. So if I know who authored the document that I'm looking for, I can refine by that. And I can refine by company, by site, by result type. So for example, if I know I'm looking for a PowerPoint document, I can just refine by that result type. We also talk about a concept of exploring results tailored for you. So really tailoring the results for the end user. And so an example that I wanted to talk about here is the role. So we can refine the results, tailor the results based on a person's profile or a person role in their extending an ERP system. And so we want to make sure that the search system is smart enough to tailor the results for the end user. Again, to provide them the ability to get better results faster. And so you can see at the top of the screen that we included here visual best bets, and that's an ad banner at the top of the page. For the salesperson, the ad banner is talking all about new sales incentives. However, for the IT person, instead of talking about sales incentive, it talks about a toolkit for ERP that is probably more relevant to that IT person. The also, like, you can see it here, but you can also get a different order of the results. So really, we order the results, and we actually return a different set of results based on that person's role or person's profile. So again, very powerful way to tailor the results based on the user. And I've already touched on that, but we really put a lot of emphasizing on connecting with people and expertise. So we have people results, and we have a special tab for people where you can search for specific people in your organization. And so you can, if you're looking here for benchmarking, you get a set of people that are experts or that are that either authored content that is related or just put in their profile that they are experts for specifically benchmarking. And when you get the people results, you can see that it's a very rich type of result. It doesn't look like a document result. It has different information. It has information about the person. It has information about their responsibility. And it also has information about org, where they sit in the org. So when I look for a person, I can look in the org browser to understand who they report to, which department they're in. And so if I am looking for someone very technical to help me with something, if I get a VP as part of that search result, I know this is probably not relevant for me. And so I can this can help me understand how to decide between the results. We also have here expertise matching. We have link, so real-time presence information, so that you can see the square, the green, yellow, red square. This is the link status. And so this is integration with the link and the communication server. And it allows me to actually start a conversation or even a video chat with the person right from within SharePoint search results. And so if I find that this person is very relevant for me and I see that their status is green, I might as well say, okay, let me act on that result. Let me do something immediately to get what I need from that person. So again, very, very powerful and a very big differentiation, a differentiator from a lot of the search vendors out there. And another thing is we do have refiners here as well that are very relevant to people search results. And so we can filter by title, we can filter by expertise and other attributes for a person. The last thing I want to point out here is the phonetic name lookup. And this is a very popular feature across in our international audience. And the phonetic name lookup is all about searching for information, for names, but by the way you hear them. And so, for example, in the US, there is a very common name, Jeff. But in England or in Australia, they don't spell Jeff in the same way. So in the US, it's spelled J-E-F-F. And in Australia, it's spelled G-E-O-F-F. And so if you look here for Jeff, it will find you both names because it will do a lookup by phonetic name. And again, this is very helpful for us. I specifically use that a lot when I work with the Oslo people, that we have a team in Oslo that is the engineering team for search. And so I don't always know how to spell their names because it's not always how I hear that. And so when I look up the names, this is very powerful. It just helps me find, again, better results faster. So there was a technical challenge. So instead of a demo, I'm going to do the screenshots of the demo that we were planning to have. And so what I wanted to show is really just like the very easy and intuitive out-of-the-box search experience that, again, no extension, no code written on top of it, just the very vanilla experience that you get out of the box after you install the product. And so you get the search results page, and then you enter a search term. And in this case, I entered SharePoint 2010. And what I see here is that, again, like this is what I get out of the box after I crawl some content. At the top of the page, you see a star with two stars, actually. And what we call that is best bets. The idea behind best bets is to let an administrator or a user to add a result that will come always at the top when someone looks for this query term. And so as an administrator, I might know, or as a site administrator, I might know that this is the result that I want people always to find when they're looking for SharePoint 2010. And so I can manually put that, administrator that as a keyword match, as a best bet, and get that at the top of the page. You can see here the rest of the search results. You can see the thumbnails. you can also see the refiners and the people results at the right-hand side. Here you can see the document previews that we've talked about. And this is refining, so what we refined here, we refined by the author, and so we chose Andy Jacobs and got only the results that are relevant for that author. And then here, when I clicked on the search results, I get a full list of the people and all the information that I have about them. What I wanted to point out, which I didn't talk about the previous slide, but I did talk about earlier, is about the visual best bets. And so, in addition to best bets, we have visual best bets. And so we talked about it before with the ad campaigns. And so here again, I have two different people logged into the system. In this case, at the top, you see that David Simpson is logged into the system. And so he, because he's a salesperson, he's gonna get, are your clients compliant? And so he's gonna get a different ad. But if I log in as an auditor, Adrian Huff there at the top, I get a different visual best bet that is all about compliance workshop. So again, depending on the role and depending on the person I log in with, I get different set of results and I get different set of visual best bets. Again, results tailored for you. So before we move on to talk about how we can take search to the next level with search-driven applications, so not only just the out-of-the-box experience, I wanted to talk a bit about the difference between SharePoint Server 2010 and Fast Search Server 2010 for SharePoint, so the different search capabilities, because we always get those questions, and so I wanted to make sure we capture that before we move on. And so with search in SharePoint Server 2010, we get a great out-of-the-box productivity search experience. We get search as you type. We have people and expertise search. We have the federated search that we talked about. We have the ability to connect to external systems and get more set of connectors using business connectivity services. And we get a very streamlined, centralized administration and system center integration. When we move to a Fast Search Server for SharePoint, we get more capabilities. So on top of the SharePoint Server search capabilities, we also get powerful content processing with deep navigation, so really allowing you to do to structure the unstructured data, to do entity extraction, and to then visually display the search results in a very intuitive and attractive way with visual best bets and with thumbnails and with PowerPoint previews and so forth. Also, the tailored relevance we talked about, and really the extreme scale and performance that we get using the Fast search engine. So this is, again, like a slide for you to remember of when we talk about what's the differences between the two platforms. I'm sorry, not the two platforms, the two solutions. And so we talked about the productivity search, and we talked about a bit about search-driven applications. And the question is, like, how can we take search to the next level and make it more useful for the users and more tailored for the users? And so the first thing we talk about is really structuring the unstructured. We have a lot of content out there, and very rarely we have users take the time not only to upload their document and write their document and upload it to SharePoint, but actually take the time to tag it with metadata and really make it more easy to find and more easy to categorize. And so we, with Fast Search for SharePoint, we really are trying hard to structure the unstructured and to help put that metadata in and do entity extraction so that we can add deep refiners so that we can have the tailored search results. The second thing that we need to do is really helping enhance relevance. And so it's one thing to find results, but it's the other thing to make them come up in the right order. And so too often in, you know, in the 1990s when we had, when we just had the explosion of web search, we get tons of results back. But if the results are not coming in the right order and the user doesn't see the results in the top 3 to 5 results, or maybe two top 2-3 results, then it just becomes useless. The user just moves on. And so we really want to make sure that we bring the right set of results back to get help the user find whatever they need faster. We also want to enhance the experience so that the system learns as the user uses the system more and more. Lastly, we want to make sure that we're making search visual. So when we do some user research, we really find that visual results really help users become more productive and find more relevant results. And so this is a really top priority for the users. And so we want to make it really easy for users to get visually attractive results that they can work with. And so all of this are the components of search-driven applications, which we're going to talk about a bit more now. And so we've talked about the need for metadata. And so we do that with entity extraction. With entity extraction, we really enable search-driven applications so that we can have the ability to refine search results and to find the results that are relevant for you. And so in this diagram at the left, we can see how the search engine can go through, when doing content processing, can go and mark some of the things. So SQL Server 2008 can be marked as a product, and business intelligence can be marked as a concept, and then Gartner can be marked as a company. And so we have pre-built extractors that automatically tag people, tag locations, and tag company names. That's what you get out of the box. Those concepts, those entities are then surfaced in navigation. So you can see at the right screenshot, you can see that you can refine by company, you can refine by product, and you can refine by concept according to what we found in the first step of entity extraction. So we do what we do out of the box, but if you want to extend more and do things that are relevant for your company, you can definitely extend very easily the entity extraction to recognize things that are specific for your business, concepts that come up in your business. Again, tailoring the search experience to your business needs. And so I want to take a moment to really walk through the content processing and the stages that we go through in Fast Search for SharePoint while we do that. And so we start with the format converter. So we really take various formats and translate them so that we can understand them and make sense out of them. The second step is really a very, very important stage of a step of identifying the language. And language is so important in order to be able to make some wise decisions about how to process a document. So Fast really takes it very seriously, and we take two guesses of the language. We mark the document with a primary and a secondary language, and then we can do smarter decisions with it. For example, if we know that the document is in English, then we know that the word the, T-H-E, is a stop word, and we can just basically ignore it and not take it into account when we do, for example, entity extraction. But if the document is in French, the word there, it actually has meanings, and so we're not going to do the same things. So the language is really, really important when making those decisions. The next step is lemmatizer, and that's really talking about stemming and about alter forms. And so, for example, when you search for the word run, oftentimes, you do want to find documents that have the word running in it, or the word ren in it, so past form of the word run. So you really want to make sure that you get relevant documents, even if the word that you search for is not exactly the word that shows up in that document. The next step is a word breaker, so really breaking compound words. And then we already talked about entity extractor, really finding the right entities to extract from that document so that we can later use them in refined navigation and deep refiners. And then I'm going to jump to talk about Web Analyzer. So when we talk about Web Analyzer, really want to think about the document and give it more relevance if we have more places linking into that document. And that's a concept that is also being used in web search, but we also applied it to the enterprise, where we take into account how many documents, if more places link to a certain document, then it probably is more relevant. And so that's the concept of web analyzer. And you can see that then there is a gap. And the idea about the gap is that this is a platform. And so if you want to add more things to the pipeline, you can definitely do that. You can extend the platform and add more steps. And you get the benefit of being that part of the content processing and taking advantage of the quick results instead of introducing something outside of the system. An example for that is if, for example, we want to extract content from videos and then do speech recognition and bring that into the search results, we can definitely do that by adding that step in the pipeline. And so the content processing is really key to bringing very, very relevant and tailored search results. And so we talked about bringing structured to unstructured, and we talked about content processing to really make that clear. And now I wanted to talk about the second step of really being able to get relevant results and to tune relevance. And so when we talk about relevance, what are some of the important things that come into mind? Like what would make document more relevant to your opinion? Date, freshness, right? So if the document is fresh, oftentimes it's more relevant. And so, for example, if you're looking for researching across a Twitter feed, or if you're searching across a Facebook activity feed, you can guess that a fresh result would be more relevant than an old result. So if I'm looking for something on Twitter, probably something that is 2 weeks old wouldn't be as relevant as something that occurred an hour ago. But it's not the only thing that we want to take into account. So when we think about relevant results, we think about many, many different things. We can think about the source of the document. We can think about we can think about the user journey. So for example, if a user looked for something and he got the results, he clicked on that result but then came back to the search page to look for something else, then maybe this search experience wasn't very successful. But later on, he did click a result and stayed on that page, so then it means that the search journey was more successful. And so we're using that data to improve the relevance for that specific user. And so this is improving the experience and the relevance for that user as he continues in search for more and more results. So again, there are many, many factors that feed into the search results, and we take all of them into account when we bring back a result set. The other thing about relevance is that it's not really just the blue links. It's really beyond the blue links. And so things that we already talked about is best bets. And so, for example, if I'm a site administrator and I am looking at my analytics data and I see that every time someone is looking for the word SharePoint 2010, they can't come up with zero results. I want to improve the search experience for my users, and so I can put a search best bet so that every time users are looking for that term, they actually find something. So this is really understanding what my users are looking for and improving that search results for them. And so this is a key way to improve relevance. We also there is also a way to tune the search rank model, but I would really say you should be cautious with that. So unless you're a search expert, you probably don't want to play with that, because as much as you think you're going to improve that, you might actually do the opposite. So the next thing is really customizing the search experience and enabling building applications that improve the user efficiency. And that's when we talk about search-driven applications. So we talked about how making results which are more visual increase the user experience. And so we're talking here about visual navigations, adding visual navigations. And you can see from the screenshots that we have a pie, a way to navigate the results using a pie, and that's actually an out-of-the-box web part that you can use for refining and navigating between results. And you can add things that make it easier for people to understand and get insight into search results. You can build new kinds of applications and make it easier for the user. And so again, this is something that I wanted to demo, but due to technical difficulties, I'm going to walk through that. And so this is a search experience. Like it is exactly the same product that we've used before. This time, we're just gonna we just did some work to make it look a bit different, to make it look not like the out of the box experience. And this is something that you can very easily do with SharePoint. You can customize the master pages and the page layouts and create a completely different experience from what you expect to get out of the box. And so what you see here is that I typed here business process reengineering and got search results. This looks not too far from what we had before, but a bit more advanced. So you can see here that you have on the left side more graphical navigation to navigate and refine your results at. You have at the top a map, locations, you have a pie chart, and you have a date refiner, so really a refining according to date. And those are all graphical navigations that can help the user find their relevant results faster. And so if you look here, we refined the data, and now we are going to continue and refine it on the pie, clicking the projects. And we're going to get different results set based on that. Now we want to click on the map here, and the map here actually takes the locations that we already have and takes each location, looks at the latitude and the longitude, and puts it on a big map. And now instead of clicking on a location by name, I can click on the map, on the big map, and refine as soon as I click that, refine by that location. So again, making it more visually and more intuitive for the user to refine their results. And finally, what you see here at the bottom is entity extraction by specific concepts that are familiar for my org and that are relevant for my org. So I introduce here, I extracted things by business concepts. And now users can refine their search results based on that entity extraction that I've made. So by compliance, by workflow, or by technology. So you've seen like the power of search-driven applications in making the results really, really tailored for the user with a very attractive visual experience. And the question is like, how hard would it be to manage it, right? It looks like so powerful and complicated. Maybe it's really, really going to be difficult for me to do anything about it. And the answer is no, it's not. It's really the same simplified administration that you get with SharePoint out of the box. So this is where the power of search and the simple experiences with SharePoint come together to provide a real win for organizations so that you can get the high-end enterprise search solution with a very easy way to deploy and manage it. And so you can deploy it very easily. You have the streamlined central administration where you can manage your application and search services across your enterprise. And then you have the ability to use PowerShell to continue and script and automate tasks. So again, like very easy management experience for a very powerful high-end search solution. And then something that always come up with search is security. Security is very, very important for search results. You want to make sure that the right people have the access to the right documents in the right location. And so you really want to make sure that if, for example, we have an HR system, a user just can't go and look at any user's payroll or performance review, right? This is critical for the business to function. And so with SharePoint, we really make sure that you can access content securely, and you can do, we have both index security trimming and query security trimming, so you can add custom security trimmers to the query side to make sure that you get that users can only access results that they're supposed to see. You can. We also have unified access to information. So whether you're using search, SharePoint 2010 search or Fast Search, you have the exact way to connect to external sources. So we use business connectivity services to connect out of the box to file shares, websites, SharePoint, Exchange, public folders, Documentum, Lotus Notes, and Active Directory. But you can extend that more with business connectivity services to connect to more and more external systems. You also have the same access to information in external systems that you don't want to index. So we talked about federated results. This is all available whether you're using the productivity search experience in SharePoint 2010 or the fast search for SharePoint. So really the power of having unified access to information across your search experiences. And then a very important thing to talk about is the scale. And with Fast Search for SharePoint, you reach the huge scale that it's probably the most scalable platform, search platform. And I don't know if any of you have been in the SharePoint conference and or have seen the keynote from the SharePoint conference that we had only a month ago in the U.S. in Los Angeles. And we had there a keynote demo where we were just showing searching using Fast Search for SharePoint, searching 14.4 terabytes of information and bringing results back in sub-seconds. So again, you get the scalability and balance using full tolerance and with sub-second query response time using Fast Search for SharePoint. And a lot of questions that I get is, okay, so now I'm planning my search. Do I need to plan for scale? Do I need to understand exactly what I need as soon as I start? And the answer is, well, you can actually grow as you need more at low risk. So you can start, if you need to start with SharePoint search, you can start with SharePoint search and search for information, or, and then move, you know, enhance the search experience using Fast Search for SharePoint, or you can start with Fast Search for SharePoint and enhance and scale more as you need to, as your system needs to. You have one search platform, so the user experience is really the same as you grow the system, and you have a unified infrastructure that allows you to manage both SharePoint and search in a centralized admin console. And you have the same common connectors that you're using across the systems and as you go. So really, to recap and go back to the slide that we've used at the beginning, you get, with Fast Search for SharePoint, you get the out-of-the-box productivity experience and streamlined administration, intuitive use using SharePoint search with the power and scale and the search, the ability to structure the unstructured entity, create entity extractions, get relevant tunable results using the Fast Search for SharePoint, all managed on a single cost effective infrastructure. So you don't really need to worry about extra costs for managing different products or training IT professionals to manage different systems or thinking about training the users to use different user experiences. So with that, I'd like to open for questions. Yes. Languages? We have language packs, so yeah, we do have Russian, and you can just install language packs, Russian language packs, to get exactly this. So I apologize, this is a session that we also presented at the SharePoint conference, so we just, and I don't speak Russian, so I probably wouldn't be able to read the screenshots if it was in Russian, but definitely yes, and we do have everything in Russian. And we probably, like, I bet that the Russian office in my here has examples, videos, and all of that in Russian. Yeah. So the question is, do you have an example of a phone book? And I was going to talk about entity extraction. You can do that using dictionaries of company names, or you can do that on special types like phone numbers that you can identify. So you can definitely do that. The question is, do we have customer evidence for that? Or I'll give you my card and I can look for that and send you that. So I bet we do, but I don't have that off the top of my head.
My question is about connectors.
Yeah.
As you know, there are two types of connectors. One is native SharePoint connectors, and another type is, let's say, inherited connectors from FastESP. And my question is, does Microsoft do any work to update connectors or maybe even make new ones? Because this inherited connectors for Lotus Notes or Documentum is for like older versions, and like there are only a few.
So for fast search for SharePoint and for SharePoint 2010, in that we have the same exact type of connectors. So it's exactly the same system from bringing external data into SharePoint and indexing it. And that's using the business connectivity services. I did call out what connectors we have out of the box. So we do have Documentive, and we do have FileNet, and we have Lotus Notes. So those are all coming out of the box as soon as you install the product. If you want to get more connectors, we have partners such as BA Insight that provide more connectors, or you can implement your own. If it's a customized external system, you can implement your own using business connectivity services. And we have a lot of documentation on MSDN that guides you through creating your own connectors if you need to do that.
Yes, I understand. So this means that Microsoft itself doesn't work now on updating connectors, for example, for Documentum, or making new ones for other systems.
We have Documentum, and it works.
But like new versions coming out, and one is out of date.
Oh, I see. So the question, like, if a new version of Documentum comes out, if you have, so I don't know about those plans. So, you know, we might. I don't know about that. We do have what we shipped in SharePoint 2010, and I am not sure if we have, if we are planning to update those between versions.
Okay, so no idea if something going on this.
Right now, I'm not sure. And I can, again, give you my business card, because I didn't put that on the side, so that we can follow up with me afterwards.
Yeah, okay, it will be fine, because there is a choice either to develop and spend money for development, or
right,
pay to be inside, so it's
yeah, I have here, so you can follow up with me afterwards. And in general, like, if you guys want to write down, my email is if anyone wants, I'll just bring you my business card.
The question is that how it gets initial information when a user starts to use search for the first time, for example. It gets from Active Directory or some other place.
Or
it's necessary to put some human efforts to put information about the user?
So we index Active Directory and the My Sites. So the people information, and I didn't mention that, but the people information that we have using people search is from the SharePoint My Sites. The SharePoint My Sites are automatically populated from Active Directory, or you can populate it from other data using business connectivity services. You can connect to a different, to LDAP, for example. You can also connect to LDAP. And that's like the basis for the information. So for example, the user role is inside the My Site coming from Active Directory.
And in the case of user will search some specific information, and so I understood FAS is smart enough to get additional information for the user and to deliver relevant information.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? Yeah.
Can we use SharePoint FAST server with free SharePoint foundations? Not server.
No. So yeah, so I talked about the product portfolio, and we have SharePoint Foundation, which I didn't mention, but SharePoint Foundation can work with Express, so Search Server Express. And then we have the standard call that does not include FAST as well. It includes SharePoint 2010 search. And then we have, on top of that, the enterprise version, which includes a fast search for SharePoint. So it's only through the enterprise version.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Yeah.
My next question is about indexing. In order to have an indexing, it is necessary to have dictionaries, some set of words, and using this set, it is necessary to put the indexes. How this dictionary is filled? It is done automatically, or it is possible to make some changes to add some additional words, for example, into the dictionary? How it is done?
So there is a possibility to add words into a dictionary. There is a web config file that points to that dictionary, and then you can update that dictionary.
And I understand, I guess at the very, very beginning, there is some dictionary by default.
Yeah.
Some special words for the enterprise, for example. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, with companies, yeah. Any more questions? So thanks for attending the session. And again, feel free to come and take my business card. Or I'm actually going to be in the Ask the Experts later on, so to answer more questions in the SharePoint booth there. And if you have more interesting questions, I'll be happy to talk to you about that. Thank you very much. Or should I say spasiba, right? Trying to learn.